Basketball star Brittany Griner has made a plea in her Russian drugs trial, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Her representatives tell the AP Griner has pleaded guilty to drug possession, but that she had no intention of committing a crime. The two-time Olympic gold medalist has been held since February after cannabis oil was allegedly found in her bags at a Moscow airport. Her trial started last week, and inside court today, a U.S. diplomat says she delivered a letter to Griner from President Biden, who called Griner's wife yesterday to pledge all efforts toward freeing the WNBA star. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Griner faces 10 years in prison if convicted. The father of the young man accused of the deadly shooting at a 4th of July parade in the U.S. state of Illinois says he had no clue about what his son had been planning. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Robert Cremo Jr. spoke to ABC's Good Morning America.
This has taken us by complete surprise. 3 days before the 4th, my wife had asked him, hey, do you have any plans for the 4th? And he simply said no.
His son has been charged with killing 7 people at the July 4th parade in Highland Park.
I love my son, but It's devastating.
And Cremo admitted to helping his then 19-year-old son apply for a gun permit.
I filled out the consent form to allow my son to go through the process. They do background checks, whatever it entails.
Steve Greenberg, who's the attorney for Cremo's parents, told the AP that they're not concerned about being charged with anything related to their son's case. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced he will step down after a series of political scandals that led many members of his cabinet to resign in protest. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister spoke outside of No. 10 Downing Street amid a chorus of cheers and the occasional boo as he admitted that his party wanted him gone.
In politics, no one is remotely indispensable.
Showing his usual charisma that helped him to get to the top job, Johnson explained he didn't really want to go.
I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
After 3 tumultuous years in power, the brash 58-year-old politician who took Britain out of the European Union and steered it through COVID-19 and the war in Ukraine was brought down by one scandal too many, this one involving his appointment of a politician who had been accused of sexual misconduct. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistani officials on Thursday warned people to strictly adhere to social distancing rules to help authorities in efforts aimed at containing the spread of coronavirus. The appeal from the government came hours after Pakistan reported 9 new deaths from COVID-19. Until last week, Pakistan had not reported more than 1 or 2 daily deaths from the virus for months. New York City, in the U.S. state of New York, is opening a second monkeypox vaccine location as the city health commissioner says New York is the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak. State and city health officials say they expect more monkeypox vaccine to soon become available, but in the meantime are working to expand testing and taking other steps trying to get ahead of the outbreak. Dozens of airports around the U.S. will get nearly $1 billion to expand and upgrade their facilities. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The new
It's the first installment in the $5 billion for airport projects included in last year's infrastructure bill. The biggest grant will go to Denver International, $60 million to improve its terminal and replace its bag handling system. Boston's Logan and Orlando International will get $50 million each. The rest of the money will go to 82 other airports. Federal funds in the past have largely gone toward runways, taxiways, and towers. Airports have paid for terminal upgrades with fees tacked onto every ticket, up to $4.50 per flight. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And recapping our top story, U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner pleaded guilty in a Russian courtroom Thursday to drug charges. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.